You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
You're listening to V2V, where
vaginas be communicating. Hey, Lauren.
What's new, my dear? Well, I'm excited because today we are going to be discussing dating etiquette. And I have a great story to talk about what not to do. And this actually happened last night.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait to get to the story.
Okay.
So are we diving right in?
We're going to just dive in and then we will intro our guest. But
perfect.
Feel free to pipe up.
Yeah, because I got nothing other than work stress to.
Oh, this like, will, that keep, will keep drinking.
Keep drinking.
Keep drinking.
Keep buying myself flowers. Keep
yeah,
ice creaming. Okay, enough about
there
me.
There you go. So I get a call last night around 9:30, and it's from a local Detroit number, but I don't have that number in my contact list.
And before she gets too far in her story, I just want to say because of the work stress, I went to bed early. So I apologize for missing and all contact that tried to happen.
When I was like, I think I'm being stalked, help. Just ring. So we'll get to that. So I get this call and I give out my business card all over the place. I'm at a ton of networking events. So while it is very late for a business call, I don't know, like, who this is. So
could be San Francisco.
Right. It was a Detroit number.
No, I know. I'm just saying you could have met this person in you know, who was traveling.
Anyway, it could have been it. So I answer the phone, and this guy says, hi, it's Keith. Like, we're on a first-name basis. I don't know a Keith.
Hi, it's Cher. Oh, right. Exactly. Yeah. It's our regular Tuesday call.
Right. Cher, how are you?
What's up?
Oh. And I'm like, hi, Keith. And I'm thinking it's a sales call, like a polling call or something. And he's like, he doesn't really say anything. And he's sort of mumbling and fumbling his words. And the call's going nowhere. And I'm like, Keith, what is your last name? And he tells me. And I'm like, Keith, I don't think I know you. And I'm thinking it's a wrong call. And I said, who are you calling to talk to? And he said, I'm calling to talk to Laura. And I'm like, that's me. How do we know each other? And he says, oh, well, we met through my cousin Cindy. I can't believe you don't remember me. I'm like, I don't know a motherfucking Cindy. What are you talking about? Okay, so I'm like, this is really weird. And I can tell he's drunk. I get the sense he's been drinking. He's sort of slurring his words. He can't formulate why he's calling or what this is about. So finally, I'm like, okay, let's move past
Cindy
and who you are. Why are you calling me? And I ask him, I'm like, so what is the purpose of this phone call?
I love that.
And he says, she's like pretty.
She wants to know.
She's kind of direct.
This is the second most aggressive call I've ever had.
Right, exactly. So, he says, well, I'm following you everywhere online and I'm kind of obsessed with you.
I mean, kind of flattering.
Stalking is the highest form of flattery.
Yeah. Everyone knows. All right, maybe I'm a narcissist. I would be flattered for what, 10 to 20 seconds.
I was a little creeped out. I was mainly creeped out. I was like, oh. So then I'm like, okay, I'm like, all right, let's figure this out. And I'm like, so are you asking me out? Is that why you're calling me? And he kind of fumbles with his words and he can't really articulate what this call is about. And then he says, I hear you're going to be in Detroit in the next week or two.
I'm going to be in Detroit all week.
And I'm like,
tip your waitress.
I'm like, okay. Like, I don't tell him that I happen to live here and he is the worst stalker I've ever had.
Yeah.
He's probably listening to this right now.
My response.
You are a weirdo.
Worst stalker ever.
That was my response. Like, if you're going to stalk, like, you better do it right. Like, you can't half-ass stalk.
You have your phone number, you call, and you don't know what you're going to say or what your motive is.
Right, isn't that right? So, well, maybe it was like the six bottles of tequila he drank. Mm.
Do you think Keith is listening right now? And if he is, do you think he's excited to be in on this conversation?
Probably.
That's probably.
You know, I'm sure
he's probably
somewhere.
Masturbating to this right now.
You're on his mind.
You know, well, I wouldn't love to know that he's doing that, and I can't know because I blocked him everywhere on the internet.
As you should.
So anyway, I say to Keith when I determine I'm done with this nonsense, and I do not let him know where I live, I say...
good call.
By the way, you're an idiot. I say, all right, Keith, well, I have your name, and I have your number, and I'm going to go research who you are, and if I decide I want to talk to you, I'll call you back. And then he tries to... He's like, wait, hold on.
Let's turn back time.
I don't think I started this off the right way.
It kind of sounds like Rodney Dangerfield.
What, in Ladybugs?
Was it Rodney Dangerfield?
He came back from the grave.
Can't get no respect. Is that mine, right?
And then he keeps talking, and I'm like, dude. And I just hung up mid whatever vocalization he was making. Wherever you live, I'm obsessed. I'm not that obsessed to figure out you live in Detroit.
Wait. It's actually a little insulting now that I think about it.
Right.
Yeah. I'm over
totally.
It.
Totally. Yeah. So, dating etiquette. How about we don't... immediately I found him online. I'm like, block.
Is he attractive?
Oh, well, here's the crazy part. I figured this out. So, here's the crazy... No, he's not... Keith... No.
Keith, you're fucking ugly.
In some.
Keith, first of all, like, you come up to my tit, which is not going to work. He's like, wait, like, I don't mind shorter, but like.
Oh, my God. He could fit in my pocket.
He could fit. Yeah. He was really, really teeny weeny.
How old is he?
I don't know. Don't want to know. Don't know.
Does he have good teeth or bad teeth?
Don't know.
That's important.
Don't know.
That's very important.
Don't know. We're not actually considering.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a potential here.
Is he bald or does he have hair?
It's like kind of in between.
Ooh, that's the worst. I like really good hair or no hair.
Okay, but wait, can we stick to the point of regardless of how attractive or not attractive he is? He stalked her. Yeah. No.
Well, okay, here's my question. How did you go about stalking him? What are your methods?
Good question.
Well, wait a minute. Let me tell you how I figured out how I knew him.
Okay.
So last night, frantically, I call AM. And I'm like, AM, do we know a Keith so-and-so or this woman, Cindy? I leave her this voicemail. I'm like concerned. I'm worried. No response. This morning, she texts me. She's like, hey, what's up? I could have been dead.
Your whole life changed.
Sorry. I'm sorry. It was a stressful week.
So I just put his name into Facebook. I asked him like three times for his name to make sure I got it. I put his name into Facebook. Sure enough, this dude is following me. So I blocked him. Then I found him on like Instagram and blocked him. Then I found him on Twitter. And that's when it hit.
But you found mutual friends.
Right. We have a couple mutual friends on Facebook who I contacted. Neither one of them really know him. One of them was like, he seems kind of creepy to me. In the one time I met him, I'm like, oh,
Keith,
yeah.
Keith, you're creepy.
You're creepy.
He's goddamn handsome, but he's creepy. You know?
He's got great teeth, but he's creepy. A creepy motherfucker.
Creeper.
So then I got to his Facebook thing, and then it hit. I was like, oh, I recognize that photo from Tinder. So a year ago, he and I chatted on Tinder, and I'm sure I gave him my phone number. We never met, but we were both at an event together. AM was actually there with me. We're at this event. He recognized me at the event, did not say hi, did not come to like meet me. Instead, texted me 5 minutes after I'd left to be like, hey, so I think you're a little bit shorter than 5'7". And I was like, that is potentially...
That's what he said to you?
Yeah, that's what he said. And I'm like, oh, so you saw me at an event?
And sized me up.
And sized me up. Didn't have the balls to come talk to me because, again, you're now up to my waist.
You got shorter.
And instead texted me this? Like, what? And I was like, block. Creeper. We're done.
And admitted it. I mean,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so weird. So we're done with you, Keith. done with you.
Keith, don't try to call
don't
again.
Try.
It's over.
So I think now is a perfect
dating etiquette.
Dating etiquette. Let's please introduce our fabulous guest for the evening. We are happy to welcome back Sari. Did I get it right this time?
Yeah, you got it.
Woo-hoo. Okay, hang on. I'm pulling. Okay, you're too quick. I'm pulling up bios right now.
Sorry.
So let me tell you about Sari. Turning ugly into art. Sari Tales, which is her website, saritales.com, are original designs and illustrations inspired by real text messages received during online dating experiences. Using design, humor, and personal insight, Sari Tales hopes to increase awareness to the online dating cyber bullying culture. Sari is a graphic designer here in Detroit, Michigan, and after years of online dating disasters, she became inspired to turn all the creepy, cruel, and often funny text messages she receives into works of art. Welcome, Sari.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
And so to get the male perspective this week, we have Raymond here. Raymond is 31 years old.
Barely average looking. I'm reading the Sari.
Raymond, by the way, is so adorable. Like,
so
I
adorable.
Can't get
Very
over it.
Very cute. So adorable. Really good hair.
Really, like, amazing hair. Yeah. Is that a toupee?
It is a toupee.
Comes up to my kneecap.
He comes, sure. Oh my God, you're out.
No teeth.
Single, those are dentures. Single for 4 years, which I find hard to believe. Musician, professional serial dater, yes, we know, pop culture aficionado. Welcome, Raymond.
Welcome, Raymond.
It's good to be here.
So Raymond and I met many moons ago.
Raymond and I met many moons ago, and I didn't remember until...
I'm forgettable. I'm very, very forgettable.
No, it was a blur of, like, activity that you've
eight or nine months ago.
Yeah. Trivia. At a trivia night. We have a mutual friend in common. So.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, Raymond and I met on another podcast about dating, and there you go.
There you go. So,
okay, where do we even want to begin?
So many topics. I mean, Sari, start us off. Like, what
the fuck?
Well,
tell us some of the things. So, Sari, let's just give a description to our listeners. Sari is an extraordinarily beautiful young woman.
Agree.
I think that is objectively true. Right. Like,
agree.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
And so Sari, in my opinion, is probably the kind of woman who gets a lot of messages from a lot of different kinds of men. And Sari, how long have you been online dating for?
I actually started back in college. It's like 15 years ago when JDate was beta testing. I was one of their first users. So that's way back in the day.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it is cool. So that was, you know, way back. Then I've had, you know, relationships. I was not single for about 10 years. And then about 6 years ago, I became single again. And, you know, JDate's in full swing, where there's also Tinder, there's Match, there's everything. So I've been online dating for about 6 years, but with relationships intermixed, right, about 6 months here or there. But,
so what's, like, your best app that you use? Like, is there one that you think is... better suited than... I mean, I guess it all depends, like, what you're looking for, right?
Absolutely. Sure. I mean, I actually think Bumble's really good. I think it's usually people that you have some connection with, so it's not totally random, and they usually are employed or have careers, and it's not...
Can we please set the bar somewhere?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, isn't that crazy? It's like...
They have careers.
They have a job.
A job.
Yeah. Because even with the fact that women have to message first, I still feel like the matches I've gotten on Bumble are
higher
just
quality.
Better, more suited. Like, on Match, which I accidentally never... didn't, like, stop my...
You still have an account there?
For it.
They auto-renew it.
Right.
It was like a six-month thing,
and I was like, motherfucker.
It's not cheap.
Right. But I was just like, well, I guess that's already there. So I still get the messages in my email, and I take a look, and I'm like...
It's never good.
It's not.
No.
Former guest on the show, Scott, is the only good person I met on Match.
Yeah. So where have the dating messages you've received always been pretty... have they gotten worse over the years?
They've gotten worse.
Really?
I want to say, and maybe there's no way to correlate anything, but I really think it's... maybe it's something to do with Trump. Like, I think there's some political thing here. Like, I think it's something with, like, the Trump effect is what I call it, where it's just people are more vulgar and more open about it.
Like,
and
they have license to say what maybe what they have kept more...
Maybe, and also maybe that's not true and I'm just noticing it more. Or maybe there's just more people on these sites now, so there's more chance. Because I get a lot of nice messages, but...
What are some of... Tell us some of the crazy stuff you receive.
It ranges from things like 36 and on a dating site, what are you doing wrong, you must be gay type of thing, which... First, I mean, there's so many things.
Insulting on so many
Insulting,
levels.
And also... But even if I was... I mean, gays on... It just it doesn't matter,
exactly.
Right?
Let's start with one.
Right. I just got one the other day that just said you sound like a total nightmare. Other ones are just totally raunchy. When was the last time somebody squirted in those pretty eyes of yours? When was the last time you swallowed? Want to kick me in the balls? Can I lick your pussy? Oh,
okay, if someone is saying you sound like a nightmare, why is that person even messaging you?
Because they want to be an asshole.
Raymond, break this down for us. Why are they doing that?
I don't know. Because
you're not an asshole.
You got it.
Okay. So I don't do that. So I'm on Bumble and Tinder.
Yeah. Do you have a – like what apps have you had better luck on?
So here's my thoughts on online dating.
Yeah.
Every couple of years, there's a new online dating app, and the other one kind of becomes passe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
like MySpace or Friendster.
Exactly.
Facebook. Mm-hmm.
So when I first started, it was Plenty of Fish. And then, you know, Plenty of Fish is garbage. And there's OkCupid. No one really uses OkCupid anymore. So then it was Tinder. Now it's Bumble. So the problem with Tinder is that half the women on it are bots. So
are they really?
That's I hear from guys' perspective. And because every guy's profile says, please, is there anyone real? And that makes me that is for guys is what we have.
But if you're smart, you can kind of figure out who the bots are, because they'll either work for USA Today or Facebook. If you see like really well done professional photos. Bots.
They're bots.
Oh, wow. So I've learned. Well, I think I read this somewhere. You shared this. Like, if they don't have profile information, they just have where they're from. I don't engage anymore because that's what I've heard is a bot
or one picture.
Yeah.
Send me $5 and see what happens.
Oh,
have you seen that?
Oh yeah.
That's not.
That's popular.
I don't think that happens.
That's
to
not
women.
A thing. I'll be right back. I got some stuff to do. I mean, I think once I did message a guy who didn't have anything in his profile because I was just like, you seem approachable.
Do
Let's
you guys
see what
run into a lot of webcam boys?
None.
I don't think they exist.
What? So you encounter webcam girls?
Yes.
And how do they introduce that?
They'll say, "Hey, what's up?" And then, you know, sometimes you're not sure, so you'll respond. And then the way that they respond, it's not normal. So it's like...
Is it a bot?
Yeah, that's how a bot works. Because you can say, "Hey, what's up?"
Like, and I'll be like,
I love that we both gasped at the time.
One of them like, "Hello, how are you today? I'm..."
I'll be like, "Oh, hello. I just got out of a nap." And they're like, "Oh, I don't know. It's just something weird and random." It's like,
it's
not
Cher.
It's not how the conversation goes.
That's interesting. I never thought... I mean, women don't experience that, but we experience vulgar messages, and your equivalent to that is bots and fake women and webcam girls.
So, Raymond, what is for you the best likelihood of success? Because often men, except on Bumble, but often men are the ones who are initiating contact.
You have to,
I'm asking you, like, how do you find success when there's women who are getting messaged left, right, and center?
So if you're going to be the person initiating the conversation, you can't start off with, "Hey, what's up?" You know, because any dummy can say, "Hey," you know, "Hey, what's up? How are you?" Who cares? You know, someone's going to say, "I'm good." You know, when I message someone, it's going to be like, "Hey, what are your two least favorite pizza toppings?" You know?
Yeah. Or I've given you, in most cases, a whole profile of information to work
with. To pick from.
You can't ask me like, "Hey, so what part of Casablanca is your favorite in the movie?" Like, really?
Never seen it.
Oh, my God.
And what's interesting, I just had this conversation with a guy. He messaged me. The only thing he said to start with was, "Lick them lips."
What?
It's better than "Hey."
Well, it is better than "Hey."
No,
I will give
but
Raymond
it
that.
Isn't. I mean, it is because that's funny. But and I said, really? He goes, "Well, you got you to respond." And I said, "Why not something vulgar? Why not something interesting?" And
why
he,
not lick those lips?
That would have been a
that's grammatically
them.
Correct.
It was a vulgar thing, right? Yeah. So we went on, and like I indulged it because I was curious. And he said he didn't want to say hey, but he obviously didn't have any thoughts of how to say something like normal. So you just their other knee-jerk reaction is to be completely outrageous.
So let me. This brings me to this OKCupid thing, because he has violated at least two of the rules. So OKCupid did this study a while ago. They analyzed over 500,000 first contacts on their dating site, and they anonymized the information. But they looked at keywords and phrases to see exactly what to say in a first message. Okay, rule number one, be literate.
Oh my God.
Is that where the bar is? But words, the words that receive the least amount of attention are you are, are, you, I'm sorry, these are just letters.
Right.
Are, you, ya, and then it just goes from there.
I will say this. I do give leniency to like engineers because I have several engineer friends. So I understand that grammar is not their strongest skill. So even though it drives me crazy.
Nobody learned to speak like that in school.
But I try to like remove like, okay, I maybe like having been an editor at one point, maybe I need to pull back.
Well, no.
But I try to
hold the bar. Hold the bar.
They're lazy. They're just lazy.
They're lazy idiots.
How hard is it to like you? Okay. Y-O-U.
How hard is that?
I know. I'm just saying I try
to. You're being too lenient. Or some people say, how are, you know, H-W-U or whatever it is. How are you just to say?
I'm not talking. I don't want to talk to a person that speaks like a 16-year-old, you know?
But, right.
Literally,
we have to teach them, AM. We have to teach them.
I know. I'm just saying, like, I do have a small bar for leniency.
Okay. Well, I don't.
Anyway.
Well, rule number two. And you know what? I ain't having any trouble.
Truth.
Truth. There's, like, dick flying at me. I mean, it is
literally flying.
Literally flying at me.
You're swimming in dick.
It's like a bukkake dick.
It's like a zip line over her bed. Just literally flying.
Try to get it in.
On the next go round.
Okay. Rule number two from this OKCupid study. Again, avoid physical compliments. I agree with that. I think that opening with, hey, you, letter U,
right.
Nice bod, or whatever.
It's not a
respond
compliment.
Well to that.
Oh,
it's an objectification. Raymond, what are you going to say? You got something on your mind.
I don't normally do that, but when I do, it's usually if they have really nice teeth.
That is the strangest thing.
I like teeth.
And I think that's okay. Are you have really pretty eyes?
Yeah.
I think that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to start off with like, hey, you've got good tits, you know?
Right.
But thank you, Raymond.
But
I have a series
flying right up.
When someone said to me, oh my God, how big are those bombs? That was their message.
What?
First of all, my pictures are very tasteful. There's nothing risque in them.
I think the fact that we as women feel compelled to say that phrase is terrible because, I mean,
and they still shouldn't say anything.
They still shouldn't say it. It's inappropriate.
Yes.
Rule number three, use an unusual greeting. So here's what they say, and this may fly in the face of what Raymond says, so bear with me. The least popular greetings, or least well-received, are hi, hey, hello, and holla. The oddly...
Stop.
Oddly, that's not even... close. Oddly, the most well-received one is how's it going?
What?
No, that's stupid.
What's up? Howdy and hola.
Well, they're not saying those are well received. They're saying out of all of those are the best received, maybe.
They may still be poorly
received. Right. Oh, they might still be, but out of those salutations,
because
those are the highest.
Can only look for commonalities. So they can't look for
comparisons. Right.
Right. So
out of those bad ways to initiate conversation, those are the least bad.
Those are the least bad. But still, like, talk to them like they're a human being.
Yeah.
It's like if you're going to a bar. What would you say to someone?
Right. Like, it's just about, like, making an effort. Like,
a little personal. And then I will also say that to people that will say something generic. They'll go, why do I make an effort? No one replies. So it's kind of like a chicken and the egg. Do they not make an effort because no one replies? Or do we not reply because we feel like there's no effort made? But I feel like the bottom line is, like, I will message guys and I'll say something like, looks like you go biking. Do you ever take this route?
Yeah.
I mean, just literally takes probably 3 minutes to read the profile and write a thing.
Also, sliver of thought.
Another little piece of advice. Don't write a paragraph to a woman or paragraphs of intro.
A short novel.
Yeah. It's really, it's a little like, it's a little too much work. Yeah. Take it easy.
So I will admit, like, because I did not online date until last year. And the first time I was on it, like, I created a profile and I was just like, okay, I'm going to think about this. Well, what I didn't realize is there is a public and a private setting. I thought you could, you know, just craft it and come back later. Well, I woke up to like a gazillion messages because apparently I'd left. I put it public or something.
Oh.
So I literally just like closed my computer and like messaged my friend New Sarah. I'm like, help me. What is this?
That's a jackpot. That's all wonderful content.
It means you're desirable.
It was so, but I didn't know what I was.
It means she's breathing.
I didn't know what really I was what doing. So, like, the first guy I messaged, I sent him this full of a response. And, like, he did respond back, and we messaged a bit. And I'm like, I'm literally like, you're the first person I've messaged.
I've talked to in 10 years.
Ever in 10 years. Like ever on online dating. It's like, oh, that's why it was such a thoughtful response. So he was really nice
jaded
about
and
it.
Bitter yet.
But I for the first little bit, I would respond to everybody
because
that messaged me.
Because that's out of control.
But that's like what if it was real life, you're a thoughtful person. That's what you do. But right. you get
and then
you get the hang of
and
it.
And then it became the. Hey, you know, thank you for messaging me, but based on your facts that you don't read, you shoot innocent animals and
you didn't graduate high school. I feel like we're not a match.
I think we're politically opposed. I don't think we're in the same, like, I don't think we have the same hobbies. And the,
do you actually shut them down? Like, would you be like, hey, like, you would you say all those things?
I would. And I would just say, you know,
right.
I just think.
You're too nice.
I know. I know.
But I just thought that was protocol. No. And then I would get. Just,
and then they can pick that apart.
Person, you know? I didn't know. And I was just trying to be nice. Of just like, hey, thank you so much for messaging. But I just think our hobbies are not aligned. And he, like, that guy was like, I didn't ask you out on a hobby. I asked you out on a date. Oh,
that's actually funny. That's
awesome. Okay, I think we need to talk about pet peeves. So here's my number one. And let's just go around the table. And then we're going to play a little game. And everyone's going to read their profile. And we'll dissect. So my pet peeve is men who write in their profile, just ask me anything.
Women do that too. Women do it too.
Do they? Okay. Oh, yeah. It makes me crazy. What do you want me to? No, you tell me what I need to know that will interest me. I'm not.
What's your deal?
Right. What is up with you? Sari, what do you got?
I really hate guys that have shirtless selfies. I think it's tacky. I think it's weird. In front of a mirror, holding their shirt up. I don't care if you're in a bathing suit and you're having fun. Mm-hmm. That's mind. It's the intention of it, right? You're in a weird bathroom and there's a, you know, like a urinal behind you, and you're holding up your shirt.
And your mom is taking the photo.
Your mom is taking the photo.
That was amazing. I've showed that to people.
Yeah.
And I've actually had conversations where the guy says, why don't you, what? And sometimes I indulge them. I say, you know what? Like, I'll be a jerk. And I say, I don't like people who post shirtless selfies. He goes, well, I want to show you that I'm in shape. And he goes, it's really superficial of you not to like me because of the picture. And I said, well, I think it's superficial that you think I care what your body looks like. I don't care what your this looks like. I want to see what you're writing, which I don't either, because they usually don't have anything to write if they post pictures like that.
Right.
But I don't like shirtless selfies.
Yeah, fair enough. Raymond, what do you got?
So I have to pick just one?
Well, I mean,
for now.
The lead. What's your top?
You know what? People who speak in cliches, and this is what I'll say, okay? So in a lot of women's profiles, you will see, I love to laugh, down to earth, not looking for drama, not looking for a hookup, and there's another one. all that shit. It's just like
obviously that should go without saying. Yeah, I feel
one
like
person who hates laughing.
I actually talk about laughter in my profile. We'll get to it.
You all love to laugh.
Love to live, laugh.
Live in the moment.
Live, laugh, love. That's a left swipe right there.
You don't have the plaque up. Left. You don't have the plaque up in your house. Live, laugh, love.
No, I do not.
Hilarious.
I wish women like that would just start dating each other. They could just speak in cliche. Yep.
Love it.
I love to laugh. You love to laugh. You know, it's all the conversations.
I mean, right. If that's your common denominator, you probably aren't going to like each other.
Right.
Because like who doesn't like those things?
Or like, laugh.
I actually say mine that I'm moody and argumentative.
That's awesome.
Do you? That's awesome.
Well, we'll get to that.
And it offends some people, and other people, they say they love it.
So. You should put, I might cut you. You know?
There's no violence.
To shiv.
Not into cutting.
Just like a little slice.
A little. Just to see if you're alive.
Yeah, yeah.
See if you're breathing.
Yep.
Noted.
Can you please have a profile pic like with a...
With a knife?
A knife.
Well...
I'll cut you.
The calls are coming from inside the house. Keith, take note. Keith, are you listening?
He's going to be the best stalker after this. I guarantee you he's going to call you tonight and learn be on your doorstep.
Unfortunately,
you should cut
Keith.
Cut him.
Wait, me?
Yeah.
Cut him.
Sari's going to cut
him. Cut Keith. Can we invite him to the studio just for like a little cut session?
Just a little. Just a tip.
We can date if you're really into my... friends stabbing you.
Can we give Violet like one of those like Saint Bernard like barrel things, only like have a knife in it?
Isn't that for hot chocolate?
And blades.
Either or.
Am, what is hot your chocolate. Pet peeve?
Oh God. It's I'm real tired. I mean, we've talked about this. Like I'm tired of the craft beer and fish.
Ugh.
Oh, the tacos.
Holding up the
and tacos.
Yes. The fish.
It was fish.
There's tacos in my profile.
No, but
ugh, it's so cliche.
Take it out.
It's not that it's bad that you have
the male version of live, love, laugh.
Hold on. It's not bad that you have a photo of you with tacos, but it's as a hobby.
Tacos are not a hobby.
Tacos are not a hobby.
Nor is craft beer.
Craft beer, unless you make craft beer,
right.
But drinking craft beer is not a hobby.
No.
So lake life... lake life
out. Yeah, that's so
no.
Guns and photos.
Or
that's a Michigan problem, though. That is not common to.
No, it's you're right.
It's a Midwest thing.
Or holding up dead animals.
Right.
Again, like which boggles my mind because I'm like, look at my photos. I have an I voted sticker.
You vote. You may not be interested in them.
I just read my. Profile like progressive, I'm probably not down with like.
And if they're still like cannot control themselves, say, listen, I think we may not be a match based on your profile.
I asked you on a day, not a hobby. Like, so yeah, I'm glad that you like to.
Right. And that's why you're on these apps because you can see ahead basically into the future. Don't message
that
someone you, maybe.
Okay, we got to do a teardown now.
Okay.
Who's going first?
What's a teardown?
I'll go first. Teardown of our profiles.
Oh.
I'm just going to do the Bumble profile because we don't have all night. And so I have a bunch. So I'll start by saying I have a number of photos. Close up.
Oh, how many photos are too much?
And what? And some of these apps you can only have six, let's say.
Fill them up.
I have five.
You need to use, I say over four.
Oh, another pet peeve. When guys have photos with all just... other people
know and group photos never do it too and they'll put it in as their main picture
no
and you're like, oh, I hope you're the really attractive one,
but never.
You can't figure out who's who
exactly.
You can
I
have one
that.
Group photo. I think that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
If you have others where
towards
you know
towards the end though
right but not as your main profile, but just like when they're all group photos you're like,
and when
I'm just
selfies.
Sorry Eric, which one are you?
So my first one is a selfie, very clear face shot, so you know exactly
it's a beautiful
who
picture
I am. Thank you.
Nice
the
picture.
Second one is one, I think the rest are all taken of me. The second one is like
what's the one with me in it?
We're getting there. The one, the camera angles out a little bit.
I like that.
Then we move on to me at the gym with a friend. And I put, it's a full body shot. So you can see like, this is
there's
what I look like.
There's
got to
be a full body shot.
This
I
is
agree.
What I look like. If you don't like this,
this is very well
swipe
curated.
Away.
Right.
Me and AM kayaking. This is me without makeup.
Hashtag arms of steel.
This is what, right.
These are great pictures.
This is what I look like when I'm not dolled up. And yeah. also, I like to go outside. If you don't like this, go away. And then finally, I like to have fun.
I have friends.
These are my friends. We're taking a photo.
Yes.
Okay. So do we have any comments on that before I get to the profile?
I think those are actually really, really
Raymond,
good.
Comment?
Yeah, you're the only.
Solid profile picture.
Solid profile? Perfect. Okay. So here's what I say in my
variety.
Mm-hmm.
Variety.
Clear.
Right.
Nothing
clear.
Grainy.
Right.
You know what I look like. You know who I right. am. You have a sense of what I like
spectrum.
To do.
Not every photo has sunglasses, so you can't see one through.
Oh face. My God. I know.
Hashtag peppy.
So, oh, I actually have another photo. But anyhow, it doesn't matter. All right. I say, if life is an adventure, then I'm having the time of my life. Who wants to come along? Liberal, open-minded, fan of kayaking and trips up north. Looking for a man to replace my vibrator.
Oh.
It looks really weird when I take Bob to the bar with me for a night out. Laughter is the best medicine.
Oh, that's fine.
That's not bad.
It's no,
not
that's
bad.
Great.
It's not bad. Well, wait a minute. What does Raymond think?
You didn't put love to laugh, so that's fine.
I did put laughter as the best medicine.
That's
yeah,
different.
But you didn't put love to laugh.
And it was also at the end. It,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a list
of ingredients.
It's after
vibrator. Everything
it's after, everything after vibrator, people, they're just like contact.
No. You rarely, you know, see someone talk about their vibrator in their profile. So it sticks out, you know?
It's memorable.
Props to you.
Okay. No, it's a nice profile.
Literal prop.
I have a prop. I'm using it right now. Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, this is getting interesting. Okay. So any room for improvement? Do you think I should remove anything?
No, I think it's very strong.
I mean, I'm not a fan of laughter as best medicine.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not attached to it. Yeah. I think my profile, though.
Because it sounds too sweet.
And I'm not.
You're not sweet. I mean, you're a great, wonderful person, but you're not. Sweet is not a word I would use for you in the best compliment ever.
Quote her. Just quote her.
I'm actually going to.
Not described as sweet.
I'm actually going to say sweet is not a word I would use for you. Okay.
Which is a fantastic compliment.
I agree. Sweet
it's like,
is boring.
It's like that line from Bull Durham when Susan Sarandon is like, cute. Baby okay. ducks are cute. I want to be sexy.
Listen, I ran out of space, so I just wrote sweet is boring.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay. I think this profile conveys I like to have fun.
Yeah.
I am not necessarily looking for a long-term
right.
relationship.
I have
Would
a life.
Would you agree?
I have a full life already going on.
I don't think this says I'm looking for a husband and kids.
I agree.
Right? Like, she's looking for a man or a
like
a vibrator. Okay. Okay, Sari, what do you got?
My Bumble.
What are your photos like?
They're not as good as yours. I mean, they're not as... Well curated.
We'll be
oh,
the judge.
Okay, well, let's
I
see
have
what you got.
Car selfie.
Okay.
Car selfie. Wedding with blurred out people.
So
that's really nice of you, by the way.
Thank you.
So I would never want to be in someone's profile for, you know, online dating profile.
Oh, and I put people in all the time.
Well, I think that they were prettier than me, so I wanted them to be blurred out.
I just... I don't want to be on someone's online dating profile. I wouldn't put my friends on my online.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I figure, like, my friends know.
Yeah, I don't...
That I'm looking, so they're gonna.
My cousin's
okay
in one of them,
it.
And I don't. It was okay. that was. Okay. I just didn't want. That's they live in the area.
That was
super
also
close.
A full body shot, so it gave a sense of what you.
Oh, sorry. Yes, full
like.
Body shot at a wedding, same wedding but at dinner. Michigan football game. Went to U of M.
So you like to have fun,
and car selfie.
Okay,
so mostly my face.
So you have a lot of photos of your face.
I would
face.
Mix up the car selfie, and the one is too close.
There are a lot that are too close.
It's too.
But
close.
I think I have to my other app, whatever. I have different pictures
okay.
on different apps.
Okay. But we know what you look like.
Right.
We have a clear sense of
clear
that.
Clear sense.
I will say this on Bumble. They force you to crop the picture in a way. So it's
long.
Like, it's long. So you kind of, your face kind of gets in there a little more.
Yeah.
Can I tell the best story? One of my friends, like brand new to online dating. And on New Year's Day, like we had a big brunch and she's. I'm like, how's it going? And she's like, well, I'm at the end of Bumble. And I'm like, sweetie, why? How did you get to the end of Bumble? And she's like, well, I mean, I can't figure out what these people look like. I mean, half their faces posted. What the? I can't even figure out. I'm like, you know, you have to click on to see the full picture.
What?
And she's like,
oh,
well, she yeah, she's gonna, it sounds like my dad.
Well, no,
like
she just hadn't used it before, and so she was just like, I don't.
Wow, she needs a lot of help.
Yeah. She's a tough crowd.
She's
here.
Wonderful and great. But
I'm sure she is.
The first time you're just like, what is happening here? I empathize.
What does your profile say?
It says art director, sushi lover, semi-avid bike rider, superpower turning ugly into art. I love espresso and early mornings during the week, champagne and naps on the weekends. That's it.
I like it. I think it says fun. I think it says
I want to know what you're looking
smart.
For.
Yeah, I ran out of room, actually, so I didn't put anything
See,
there.
And I wonder if people will know. I'm just being like super critical. That's also one of my superpowers. I should write that down on my profile. Highly critical.
In the best possible way.
In the best possible way.
Sweet is boring.
I want to know if people will understand what it means to say turning ugly into art. I understand that because of your website.
Okay, I actually left. I said turning ugly into art at Sairy Tales. I left that.
Oh, okay.
Because
got it.
I'm also promoting that. Yeah. So I feel like if I don't swipe on them, it doesn't matter. They might see that and then.
Got it.
Okay.
Got
still
it.
See
okay, that.
Okay, that
makes
so,
more sense.
I edited.
That makes a
as
lot more sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Raymond.
All right. So
Wait. What do you think?
That's a solid profile.
Edits or suggestions?
I want to know what you're looking for.
I would vary the photos.
Yeah. Like agreed.
Okay.
They're all the same.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree. What are you looking for?
Maybe.
I'm looking for an ex-husband.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Oh. We're going to have to work on our share impressions for the next show.
I used to put looking to meet my first ex-wife.
Yeah, that wasn't well received.
It didn't work out.
No.
Okay, Raymond.
Takes a special
Raymond.
Girl.
Yeah.
All right, photos.
What do you got?
All right, so my first picture is a picture of me smiling with my teeth. By the way, I think
with your teeth.
That looks
with
like you
teeth.
Right now. That's literally what you
that's
look
like. Is that your dog?
Very... No.
No, and...
Oh, I did that too.
It's
I had...
deceiving.
I
used it to... is deceiving.
I used to have a photo with my friend's dog, and then later someone asked me, like, what's your dog's name? I'm like, I don't have a dog. And they're like, Oh, yeah.
It's like having a kid, but like you're not like,
sorry.
Okay, so you with a dog that you borrowed.
I am his dog sitter every once in a while. We're best buds. So.
And by the way, that's a great clear photo mm-hmm. of your face.
Yeah. Not too close.
Not too close. And it's just a great picture.
Thank you.
Okay. Timed out.
The second one is a selfie. My hair looks really good in this picture, by the way. Am I right?
Does your hair not look good ever?
How much time are you spending on your hair?
Two or three minutes, and then I set it and forget it. It's just
forget.
What products are in there, Raymond?
So I use Girl shampoo and conditioner. So not like the cheap shit, but like nice stuff.
Oh, that's not a brand. That's
no,
just what ladies use. Okay.
That's actually a great brand idea.
Organics. So.
Or maybe it's Maybelline.
I spend like $5.50 for shampoo and conditioner. So like
okay, so you use real shampoo and then you put a shellac in it? What
not
is that?
Not shellac. It's a matte finish wax.
Okay, you put a wax.
Yep.
Okay, Raymond, just one quick question.
Ask away.
When you're having like really aggressive sex, what happens to the hair?
Oh, it's all over the place.
Okay.
Does it fall out?
It does. It's all over the place.
But in your head?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Oh, so the toupee stays on.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
So those are the two photos that you have?
No, I've got more.
Okay.
Okay, let's go. Let's see what else you got.
The third one is another picture of me smiling with a longer beard, because that's how I look like in the winter.
Okay.
You keep it
seasonal?
Longer in the winter?
I have a winter beard and a summer beard.
Seasonal, I like it.
Yep. The third one is a selfie. It's a full body
full
picture.
Full body.
I used to be kind of chubby. And,
what?
Yeah.
Same.
We're okay.
Your phone's cracked.
Oh, yeah. That's just the screen.
What are you talking about, chubby?
I used to be like 210 pounds, and now I'm 165.
Okay. I was going to say like,
yeah,
you're fine.
Okay. So.
Okay.
And then the last one is a picture of me playing guitar.
Okay.
So. Now, here's my only critique about these photos. Mm-hmm. See, and this is where I get a little funny. I like a man at some point to show me he has friends.
Yes.
Oh, I'm friendless.
Right. If he's friendless and he's actually...
Are you serious?
No, I have friends. I don't know.
We have a mutual friend.
We do have a mutual friend.
That's one person, though.
We played trivia before.
One person. That's our only friend in the world.
And you happen to know them.
I want
to
see that you have friends.
I get that. I totally get that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of guys don't have friends.
See, I like to put the pictures up of me where I look the best, you know?
Oh, so. I get it. Okay, read your profile.
All
read your profile.
Profile.
Okay, so our suggestion on pictures are diversify a little
diversify
more.
Put a friend.
Similar.
Add some.
Show me you know someone other than a dog.
Add some activity and other a
do you do any sports or anything?
Another person.
I'm not what you would call athletic.
You
I go
know
to the
what?
Gym, but like, you know what? A lot of people on the online go to the gym. So
we should give him the photo that we took, and he can use that in his profile. Look, yeah.
No,
I have
that's a better photo. That was a
that's
weird
a really
photo.
Bad
no, we'll
picture.
Take.
Yeah,
we'll take one where you look good.
Him surrounded by women is also maybe not a good photo.
I look like the gay guy in the group.
Yeah,
that's
not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
Oh, okay.
Not that there's anything wrong.
Raymond, what does your profile say?
It says, I suffer from a rare self-diagnosed disease called taco-itis. If I don't eat at least 3 tacos every Tuesday, I'll die. Firm believer that there is a special place in hell reserved for those who do not refill the Brita tank. I dislike olives, Donald Trump, and smoking. 5'8", half Maltese.
5'8"? Oh, okay. 5'8".
Okay.
Right.
I like it. Half Maltese, like a dog?
Oh my god!
Yeah, like a dog.
Wow!
I like the Brita thing,
or like the country.
Yes, like the country.
Or like the country.
Yes.
I like. What's the other half?
Just like plain white people.
I like the Brita thing. That's kind of funny. Like
you do like that?
I do. I think
it sounds neurotic.
No, I think it's kind of.
I think it's relatable.
Yeah, I mean, charming because that could be like, how hard is it to put your shopping cart back in the cart?
It's not
correct?
Hard.
It's not hard.
It's not.
It's
hard
not
to just
far.
Put water in your tank.
Nor strenuous.
No, it's, I like that.
Okay, now,
I like that.
Do you...
The taco thing? No.
Cut the taco thing.
Cut the taco.
It works for me.
Really?
It does.
Well, I think that we're highly evolved females. I think a lot of the females maybe that are liking it are... fall for.
Whoa. It works.
What? So do women ever contact you and they're like, hey, you want to eat some tacos?
Mm-hmm. No,
like their
that.
Taco?
I got some fish
tacos. I got
tacos
a special
for
one for you.
Usually they ask me where my favorite place to get tacos is.
Okay, which is?
There are 3 places.
Keith, are you listening?
Imperial in Ferndale.
Of course.
Yeah.
Taqueria El Rey in Mexican Town.
Okay.
And Mayiz in Ypsilanti.
All right, so at least you're eclectic.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. And then do you go from there?
You know
he
what?
He eats them out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I
invite them over to my house for casual sex. That's what you do.
That's right. What you do.
Okay.
And then, every time they say yes.
And Raymond, what are they? What are you looking for? Because it isn't clear from the profile.
Yeah, like, are you?
It looks like fun.
At this point in my life, I would actually like to date someone.
Okay.
Versus what?
Versus like back in the day, like.
Okay, wait a minute. Like,
oh, so dating's a commitment to you?
Yeah.
Hang on, because 8 months ago when Raymond and I met, the reason we did not hook up. I'm just going to share this story, is because Raymond was basically the poster child for hit it and quit it. And I was like, nope, not doing that. So what
the whole, I think the whole thing about defining what you want at some point early on is good, because I just want to know, like, are you just here for a sex buddy? Or are you here for casual dating to see what that turns into? And, or are you looking to get married tomorrow?
Right. So Raymond, what changed for you?
Yeah.
You know, when you're on these websites for so long, you're like, okay, do I really want to be on Tinder and Bumble having someone say, hey, what's up to you constantly? And then going on
it's exhausting.
Multiple first dates.
So maybe it's less that you want to date and it's less that you want to deal with that stuff.
You know, recently I met someone that I liked a whole bunch. I'm pretty sure it didn't work out because I haven't heard from her in like 4 or 5 days.
Oh,
so God. I'm going to assume that things have ended on Friday.
We can dissect
that. Terrible.
We can dissect
that. Terrible.
I can't wait.
Terrible.
We'll come back.
There's some interesting circumstances around it too.
Right.
Yeah.
We've talked about that. Okay.
Yeah.
We only have a few minutes left, so I want to make sure we get to AM.
Okay.
AM, what do you got?
Profile photo.
Okay.
Natural light.
Face photo. Activity. Aerial class, because I wanted to show like I do work out.
And it's a full body photo.
It's full body. Also.
And you're flexible.
Tremendous core strength.
Tremendous core strength.
Does that say that in your profile?
I should put that
you
in my.
Put that. Tremendous core strength.
That's funny.
Okay, you know what, guys?
I know.
People
what?
Need
Get
to
rid of
stop
the
with the car selfies.
No, I know.
It's the best lighting.
It's the best lighting.
It is,
no,
but it's not.
But I was trying to get the I voted.
No
photo.
Car selfies.
All right.
Don't Taco Tuesday.
It'll go away.
Fair enough.
That's us.
Me with Lauren. So full body.
Yep.
So me with a new Sarah.
So you have friends.
So I have friends. Me doing improv.
Oh.
So
does it say that in the caption? Are you?
I will read it, and this is actually what Lauren wrote for me because at one point I was like, well, fuck, I'm not doing myself any favors, so you handle this shit.
And I did.
And she did. Improviser, writer, runner, traveler, avid reader, movie nerd, and bottomless mimosa aficionado.
Oh.
Looking to meet outgoing and intelligent men for cultured conversation, artistic exploration, and romantic entanglement.
Oh my goodness, I want to date you.
You sound wicked.
You can.
Smart.
Would you like to?
I'm the man.
Let's go.
Wait, no, that sounds what great. Was that?
I said you sound wicked smart.
This is what I get. So, although
you're welcome.
Thank you. But
Laura sounds really smart.
Weeds out the dummies. Am I right?
It does for the most part. But then I also get it. You sound uptight because maybe you sound a little too.
Too smart or too knowing what
too
you
smart.
Want or too
really?
Well-spoken.
Well, it does sound like you have a lot going on.
But I do.
I think I understand. I'm just...
I think to the man that has not a lot going on or that isn't easily intimidated...
It's intimidating.
Like, I get you're uptight daily. Uptight, does that mean I know what I want? And I don't say I love to laugh? That means I'm uptight. Like, I think it depends on the man.
So, what do I fix? What do I change? What do I do?
I don't...
I think it's fine, actually.
Well, I wrote it.
Just add some more
your
cliches
best
in there.
As a morning. Yeah. LOL, I love craft beer. I can fish.
Well, I wonder of the things that you do. So here's the only suggestion I might have. Of the things you do, what could a man, like what might be shared activities that a man could latch onto? So Raymond's got this thing about the tacos, which doesn't work for us, but clearly... works for some women. And so I'm wondering, like, what in the profile could we maybe modify or add?
Well,
to,
like, it's pretty round. I have movies.
You could say looking for someone to go do XYZ with. Like,
okay.
Or be it, want to improv in my next thing.
Like, is an improv thing, I get a lot of people asking me about stand up.
Because I think that could also be a sexy thing, like, to somehow tie that into, like, improv into your life, but not, like, that intense.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think I put a lot in there that you could hook into.
I wonder what movies. Maybe, like, types of movies. Like, I love...
No.
No, don't do that.
Because if I'm reaching out to you and I say, hey, what kind of movies do you like? Or what's the last movie you saw? You know? That's a conversation starter, you know?
Right.
I think you should be vague.
But not cheesy.
But not...
Vague and, like, limit the communication and, like, save the good stuff for when you actually...
For in person.
Right, I agree.
Okay, so what is... So we were talking about this. So let me tell you guys a little story. So I matched with a guy on Bumble. We immediately hit it off because we have similar lifestyle choices. And so I was like, meaning we're both poly. So I'm like, perfect.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
New development.
Recent development.
Okay.
Laura's poly. This week. We'll see what happens in a month. Anyway, we hit it off. I'm like, great. I'm just going to like lay it out for you. This is what the situation is because I like to be very clear. So I explained my situation. He explained his situation. And then we had some common interest around like board games and stuff. And I was like, great, let's meet. Like, I'm done. I'm done. Like,
I have nothing else to say.
Let's move forward. And so we're going to meet tomorrow for lunch.
Oh.
Where are you going?
Why are you showing up?
No.
So
is Keith going to come?
You need a safety buddy.
Wait, are you Keith?
I promise I will.
Plot twist.
I will keep my phone on from now on. I'm so sorry.
You can group text. I'll answer. I'm pretty.
Somebody.
Show off.
We're going somewhere downtown. I'm just going to borrow the name in case Keith is listening. Let's just show up.
We're
going to just go have lunch because I'm going to be out of town next week. And I was like, I want to meet you sooner rather than later because I don't want to waste a week and a half of time if like we meet and it's like, ugh.
You don't want to wait for your life to be over, right?
Right.
Right.
From the song.
I like that.
There you go.
What song?
I don't want to wait. Let's see.
Oh.
Sing.
From Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But the whole like texting forever thing, it just has bit me in the butt so many times.
Yeah, don't do it.
Nothing.
Like, there was a guy that, like, we texted for a while. He seemed really cool. We met, and, like, the minute I walked up, I'm like, oh, God.
Like, what have I done?
Like, you're wearing a Carhartt jacket with paint sweaters all over it. You've already bought yourself a coffee. Turns to me and says, like, did you want a coffee? Yes, this is
That's
why I suggested.
That's the point of the date.
Never go on coffee dates. They're interviews.
Well, no. Wait a minute. So, Raymond, what do you do?
Drinks. Always do drinks.
Always do drinks.
Well, that is a drink.
I always pay.
Well, but this is what. So then we go inside, and I go up to. I will leave out how a mutual friend just left me in this horror of a situation. Not you.
Not me.
Not you.
Not me.
Like another friend was at actually
there. Who you ran into.
And I was like, help me. Don't let me go from this. So I go up to the counter and I order a coffee drink. He actually turns his back as if, like, I'm not seeing what's happening.
It's like you're at the ATM and yeah.
He doesn't
want to
look at my PIN number. But, like, I'm just like, he smells like alcohol.
Oh.
Or, like, his breath
at your
was,
coffee drink? At your
no,
coffee
the
date?
Dude. Yeah. I'm like, his breath smells like alcohol. Like, that sweet breath smell. Like,
ooh.
Right?
So
this is what I'm saying. Like, it was just like,
so that's a lot of different things. You think he was drunk on your coffee date?
Yeah,
and and you were texting for too long.
So just wanted
we were texting for too long because I liked the guy that he presented.
Right.
Well, and that's why you have to check it out sooner than later. And I also nothing. I have a rule: nothing counts until after you meet. Like, you text for a few days, and it does not matter because you can, like, say I love you before you meet. You meet, and then
it's just not there.
Right. But in retrospect, I should have like cut that off and like, okay. Yeah.
But you live and you learn.
Right.
Sari, how long do you wait until you meet someone online? How
typically, if I could do it that week, absolutely. I'm often busy or out of town. So as long as we make a plan to meet within a week, like it's not, in 3 weeks from now.
Right.
Because then I know what happens.
And by the way, yeah,
you text. I text. I'm not telling you out of town, then you never meet.
Well, the thing is, I also, once we've set the date to meet, I'm kind of like, okay,
hand off.
I'm gonna back up.
Yes,
good idea. Because I do too.
So is that okay? What do you do, Raymond?
Yeah.
So you talk for a little bit. If they're talking to you for like, I don't know, you're talking for like 2 hours. Just say, hey, I don't want to go back and forth on this. Here's my number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You talk to him. You say, hey, what do you think about going out? You make the plan, and you meet somewhere. But you know, usually I kind of back off and I say, hey, I'm not really into texting. I'm not gonna ghost on you or anything like that. And you go from there.
That's exactly
and
the right way to do it.
My friend Sarah said, she was like, because I only have so much care for someone I haven't met in person yet. No one's got time for that.
Right.
And I was like, oh, God, that's so brilliant. So simple, but so brilliant.
Right. AM, well, AM, you're sort of dating someone now.
I am. But it's, you know, like we're in that ambiguous state of,
you haven't defined it.
He's not ready to be exclusive and like, okay, I respect that. So,
like, because you've asked him or you're just sensing that?
Well, because of just context of discussions and conversations we had, and like we were talking about going on a vacation, and then I was like, so we're not seeing other people, right? And he's like, well, I'm still on the dating apps. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I don't typically plan a vacation with someone that we're not exclusive. And that's fine. So we're just, and because I'm a planner, I probably try to speed that up too fast. So I think it's good that I'm just trying to be more like
laid back,
organic. And if that works out, great. And if not,
how long
like,
have you been seeing each other?
Almost 2 months.
Okay. Yeah, that's a very
well, I feel like at the 2 month mark.
Oh, it's 2 months. Yes.
That's I feel like.
New.
It's new, but don't you also feel like it's kind of at the time where we're going to sort
shit
of...
is getting serious.
I say between 2 and 3 months. I wouldn't plan a vacation at 2 months, but everyone's different.
I mean, it's not like at 2 months we're going... But at future,
but you'd start planning before the time, obviously.
Yeah, but I think it's healthy for me to like be in this whatever it is to just be like, if
learn
it
to let go a little,
develops
we
into
have,
something more, that's great.
Yeah, we've got like 2 minutes. So I just want to ask Raymond one question. Raymond, when do you like to define the relationship?
It's been a while since I've
I know,
to
it's
do
been
that.
A while.
So I don't know. I really don't know.
But I kind of like that, or I'm leaning into the whole, like, let things develop organically, and we don't have to necessarily label things for it to
It's like, so I've been in relationships where it's been never, that we, and other ones where it's been 2 weeks in, and you're like, I want to be with you.
I have a feeling for me that after 2 months or 3 months, I'm like, I want to know what the
fuck 3 months,
is going
on. I think 2 months is very...
You're in the
it's
in between.
Yes.
Okay.
It's squishy.
Well, guys, thank you so much for being on the show today.
I don't want the show to end. Like,
we can talk after.
Can we do this again? Because this
part
was
two?
This is part two.
Part two. We got to come up with some new stuff, though.
Well, we have to do porn,
and we need to get Sharon.
Oh.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
Here.
Thank
we will
you.
See you Thanks. At a future episode.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.